Good afternoon. The Economy Minister, Carlos Cuerpo, yesterday said he was convinced that the United States and the European Union would negotiate a fair trade deal after meeting with the US Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, in Washington. Cuerpo said his counterpart sent a clear message that confirmed the open door to negotiations that were already opened last week with the 90-day moratorium. The US is the EU's largest trading partner for exports, with a daily transatlantic exchange of goods and services worth some 4.4 billion euros. Regarding his very constructive and very useful meeting with Bessent, Cuerpo said they had an open and frank conversation on all current aspects of the international economy, including the relations between the US and Spain, as well as between the EU and some of the most important economic players such as China. Spanish hoteliers are satisfied with the bookings achieved for this year's Holy Week. The travel sector will again show a growth in occupancy and income. The Minister of Industry and Tourism, Jordi Heru, estimated that a total of 15 million tourists will visit in March and April. That's 9% more than last year. Tourist spending will also rise by 13% compared to the figures from a year ago, bringing the total to some 20 billion euros. The latest data from the INE showed the price of an average hotel room was €112.50 per night in February. That's 5% more than last year. The prices in the sector are slowing down national tourism whilst foreign visitors continue to grow. Hoteliers are expecting a positive Holy Week, although the final outcome depends to a large extent on the weather conditions. Meanwhile, local authorities have launched an Easter campaign against drink driving throughout the Costa del Sol. Officers from the Guadalquivir's traffic division have been clear about their intention to set up checkpoints on all roads at any time of the day. Drivers should also be aware of the increased traffic flow and road restrictions that could take place during the holidays. The permitted alcohol level is set at 0.5 grams per litre in a blood test. Surpassing the level can result in fines ranging from 500 to 1,000 euros, as well as the deduction of up to 6 points on a driving licence. And worldwide consumption of wine fell last year to its lowest level in more than 60 years, so the main trade body said yesterday, raising concerns about new risks from US tariffs. The International Organization of Vine and Wine said that 2024 sales fell 3.3% from the previous year to 214.2 million hectolitres. Production is also at its lowest level in more than 60 years, having fallen 4.8%. The United States, the world's top wine market, saw consumption fall 5.8%. Spain and Portugal were among the rare markets where consumption increased. Spain produced some 31 million hectares, whilst the US wine output fell to 21.1 million, mainly because of extreme summer temperatures. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.